President Bush says money for the war is desperately needed, but he says he will block any effort by Congress to mandate a withdrawal.
It makes no sense for politicians in Washington, D.C. to be dictating arbitrary timelines for our military commanders in a war zone 6,000 miles away.
The House of Representatives has passed legislation calling for a mandatory withdrawal by August 31, 2008. The Senate version of the bill, still under debate, sets a non-binding deadline of March 31, 2008. Mr. Bush says both versions are unacceptable, even though they provide billions of dollars for military operations in Afghanistan and Iraq. And he charges Democrats are pushing the bills through the legislature to make a political point, even though they know they do not have the two-thirds majority needed to override his veto.
Congress continues to pursue these bills, and as they do, the clock is ticking for our troops in the field. Funding for our forces in Iraq will begin to run out in mid-April. Members of Congress need to stop making political statements and start providing vital funds for our troops.
The president calls the legislation the worst kind of congressional meddling in military strategy, one with disastrous consequences.
Now, some of them believe that by delaying funding for our troops, they can force me to accept restrictions on our commanders that I believe would make withdrawal and defeat more likely. That's not going to happen.
But the top Democrat in the Senate, Majority Leader Harry Reid, is also standing firm. He says the president needs to realize just how serious Congress is about its desire for a change of course in Iraq.
He is the president, and we're the Congress. I would hope that he would be willing to work with us in coming up with some language that both bodies could accept.
The president spoke to a conference of ranchers and others involved in the cattle industry. Mr. Bush also used the occasion to push his trade agenda, calling on Congress to approve new trade agreements with Peru, Colombia, and Panama, and to extend his fast-track trade negotiating authority. Fast-track means the Congress gives up the right to amend any trade deal struck by the president and agrees to consider them with a simple up or down vote. Paula Wolfson, VOA News, the White House.